Concerned about global warming and the urgent need to act now to protect human lives and the lives of all beings, members of the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association in Thailand and Ao Lạc, Vietnam, organized another climate change conference entitled Solutions for a Beautiful Planet. During the conference, distinguished guests and dignitaries from different parts of the world expressed their support for the meat-free diet as the single most effective solution to stop methane emissions and curb global warming. Held on August 15th at Sukhothai Thammathirat Open University in Nantaburi, Thailand, over 2,500 guests attended the conference. Among the scores of distinguished guests and ambassadors who attended were Dr. Art Ong Junsai Na Ayutthaya, member of the Thai Parliament, former NASA scientist, Mr. Inuu Susuan, senior executive vice president of the Bank of Agriculture and Agriculture Cooperatives, Professor Dawan Wiwatanate, PhD, deputy director, Energy Research Institute, Chulalongkorn University, Sir Valelo Gardner Kwapile, Counselor of the Embassy of the Republic of South Africa, Sir Howell Howard, Regional Environment of the Economic Section of the Embassy of the United States of America, Sir Nikolai N. Pomoshninov, Minister Counselor of Embassy of Russia, and Sir Stepan N. Golovin, Representative of Embassy of Russia, Dr. Win Ta Nguyen, PhD, specializing in energy studies at Paris University in France, Dr. Win Te Min Kyu, PhD, MD, Chairwoman of Food and Nutrition Association, and Dr. No Duc Vong, PhD, environmentalist. Invited as guest of honor, Supreme Master Qinghai graciously attended via live video conference to answer questions from the audience. In light of the scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change and the urgent need for immediate action, Supreme Master Qinghai affirms the important message she has been delivering for over the past 2 decades. We must be organic vegetarian or vegan, meaning an animal-free diet. We now invite you to join us for the rebroadcast of the video conference on climate change with Supreme Master Qinghai entitled Solutions for a Beautiful Planet, held on August 15th, 2009 in Nantaburi, Thailand.
Next, we are pleased to have with us today Dr. Chamnyern Vorachaipan. And he is Senior Director of Thailand Environment Institute. Let's put our hands together for Dr. Vorachaipan.
Krap, sabadee krap. I'm very glad to be here. Friends of the Earth, children of the planet, for the past 25 years, I have been working with the local communities on environment, as well as with the climate change. I would like to confirm for the beginning by saying that in order to have a real solution, in order to keep this planet, we have to change also from the within, from inside. And I would like to discuss and share with you in our own experiences of saying that we have to join hands in order to keep this planet for the next generation, not only for ourselves. We have heard from the beginning, all the scientists have said, all the predictions that have made and all the impacts, whether agriculture, human health, infectiousness, and heat stress, and again and emphasize that these are really the activities of the human hands and also from the human hearts and human minds. Not only the purely externalities, And we have heard again and again how many senses of the temperature of the earth has increased, and also faster, as Dr. Art Ong and other people has mentioned, that than we thought and we have expected. And of course, the moderators, two of them, are saying over here concerning the rise of the sea level as well, that how much and how fast that has been going. And also the recent atmospheric CO2 has changed, as you mentioned. And we have heard and we have seen so many formulas, so many models that are really created by scientists in order to solve these problems. And we have to think that whether we rely on these models and science and technologies and all the calculations or not, or whether we should go deeper understanding what are the causes of this climate change. And of course that we can see recently about the carbon credit, as you know, and the scientists from the beginning has assigned and has created this mechanism and instrument in order to solve the climate change. And as we know that this economic instrument has become a mechanism for exploitation and also that extortion for the personal gain and personal benefit. I don't think that we can go far if we rely totally on these scientific models again and again. And as we can see from the beginning, saying that whether this carbon trading is really contrary to the social justice, whether this carbon trade will strengthen the existing the inequalities or not. And we have again and again saying that the clean mechanism, the CDM, that supports a lot of direct impact on the human health also. And we have heard again and again on this the past decade of saying that in order to restore our earth, that we have to protect ourselves in order to reduce the impacts as well as to reduce the damages. And we totally confirm in order to protect this beautiful planet, we have to join hands together with our own communities as well as technicians, researchers, and also the government. And we have to adapt ourselves, the sense of adaptation, the ability in order to adapt ourselves to nature. That's really the big requirement of one of the solutions. And of course, not only the purely scientific and economic instrument, but we have to rely also on the local wisdom, as Dr. Art Ong has explained, that a lot of local wisdom has been utilized in order to protect this world and also the government policy. But on this, we have to identify where are the hot spots, where are the critical areas. And these on these hot spots and critical areas have been increased tremendously for the past two decades. And the carrying capacity, the work that they have been doing with the local governments on this specific Asian, and I would like to confirm that still very low in order to cope with the natural disasters as well as the climate change. We have to join hands together in order to bring on the national as well as the local governments and also the community in order to solve the problems. I would like to share with our friends from abroad, particularly from Vietnam. Over here we have His Majesty the King for the past several decades. He promoting and the government and the people also try to implement the sufficiency economy. And I think this is one of the great philosophy that we have to implement it in our country and try to link and between this philosophy and the climate change. And what we do, that's really by the middle path, by the use of the moderation and also reasonableness as well as the immune system, in order to bring life and our economic as well as the social in a balanced way. And also, we have been working a lot with the schools, more than 200 schools that we have been working in the country, and more than 200 local governments. We try to integrate mindful thinking and also create the knowledge as well as the moderations in our way of consumption. And I totally agree with Dr. Art Ong and other people and know the saying over here, we should and we need to be vegetarians. We have to have ourselves immune in order to help ourselves as well as trying to make use of the science and technology to be implemented. This is an example that Thailand Environment Institute with the other private companies, we campaign in order to integrate into the school's network and try to integrate the global warming or climate change into the curriculum of the teachings of the 8 subjects. We try to promote on the schools, whether elementary schools or secondary schools, in order to know their own environment and try to adapt the way that they consume in their schools. In order to promote the sustainable development, my friends of the earth, we have to think of our next generation, not our generation only. Our future children, that's considered as a very important. There are many projects, whether small or big. We always do it for the sake of our own survival today, not the children of tomorrow. The sustainable development we have to attain, my friends, this is really the heart, whether we would like to maintain this beautiful planet, our beautiful world. We cannot rely solely on the science and the technology. But what is really needed and what is it really bring about the sustainability is hidden inside our heart and our mind, spirituality. That spirituality really determines how we live with nature and how we live with other human beings. Spirituality that gives the meaning to the modes and determines the modes, the way we eat, the way we produce, whether in agriculture, whether in industry. There are so many modes of production and consumption that have been destroyed the world. And I totally agree with you and support that if we want to have the climate change for consumption that's more sustainable, it should be vegetarians. Spirituality that can change the climate. That's really from inside that you change the outside. You have to think that's really in our mind and our hearts that determines whether this planet is sustainable or unsustainable. Whether we can do better or for worse, fundamentally is really from within, from our own heart. And this is really what we have to bring about, this awareness and of transformation, and the source of all the values is really from within, not purely from outside. We only try to manage nature according to the human needs. We have to see that there's a really spirituality, there's really how to live with nature. I have learned and I have taken from this a chart that's used by a teacher. This is the primary school for Pathom Si. He brought that to me and he explained to me saying that Kalajamitra, benevolent friendships, is very important for environment and very important for the climate change. And we're saying that what is really important in this message, they consider that human beings should respect trees, forests, water, soil, the sea, and also the sky as their good friends and not to be exploited. If we manage to live together with the good friends, we have a solution in order to keep this beautiful planet Earth. And a lot of local wisdom in Thailand over here, we have a Loy Krathong festival. This is a festival to pay the tribute to the water and also to ask for the pardon, and they confess their sins to the earth and to the land and to the water. So I think that this is a really a good example for us. Kalajamitra, we need to change and we need to adapt ourselves with nature for the sustainability. I totally adore the gathering over here by your good heart and also your good works. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Warachai Pai. And thank you for your devoted attention. As you can see, our speakers today are highly committed to solutions for climate change. Our next guest lecturers, Dr. Nguyen Thay Mengil, Chairman of Diet Association, has some valuable insights to share with us. Please give a big applause to welcome Dr. Nguyen Thay Mengil. Dr. Nguyen Thay Mengil earned her medical degree in pediatrics from Medicine and Pharmacy University in 1987. In 2002, Dr. Nguyen earned a PhD in nutrition food science in Japan. After her return to Ao Lạc, Vietnam, Dr. Nguyen was appointed head of Nutrition Food Research Department, Nutrition Center from 2002 to 2006. Since 2006, Dr. Nguyen has been head of Applied Nutrition Food Science Organization, or ANFSO, and is chairman of Food Nutrition Association. Dr. Nguyen is greatly concerned about plant-based nutrition and regularly holds seminars to exchange knowledge of plant-based nutrition. Welcome, Dr. Nguyen.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, I appreciate the conference for giving me a chance to deliver my presentation today. As you know, nowadays, the global health is not just of any country, but also a topic of everyone, every country. The first challenge for global nutrition science is how to associate between human health and global health. That challenge requires global nutrition science to develop a new strategy. A new strategy of nutrition science is nutrition ecology. Allow me to emphasize two important points here. That is holistic, and the second is the sustainability. Holistic means the whole. Sustainability means forever, long-term, lasting. So, both of them contributing to the quality of the nutrition system. I would like to mention four dimensions for achieving a nutrition system quality. It will bring the benefit for health, for environment, for society, and for economy. What dietary pattern is the best for nutrition system quality, also food chain quality? That is the vegetarian diet. So, in order to have a vegetarian diet, which condition of food is the best? That is, regularly produced, The second, food seasonal consume and organic grow. There are many approaches to the global health, but from the nutritional point of view, I would like to mention two programs. The first, change to vegetarian diet in community. And the second, vegetarian diet for environment protection is still a new concept for people, for community, especially for government officials. Therefore, we are building action programs on research, on teaching, and on public action. We research on science evidence-based vegetarian diets. We design a food choice guide for Vietnamese vegetarians. And we design a dietetic guide for special vegetarian diets. And research on holistic and sustainable food source. For teaching action, we are taking vegetarian cooking classes, 20 courses of special vegetarian diets, and publishing vegetarian diet cookbooks and nutrition books. How about public action? We are holding communication programs for community in order to inform community on principles of nutrition ecology. From that, they can change eating behavior. And at the same time, we are launching some activities. The second approach we are implementing is towards the organic agriculture program. For small scale program, we focus society effectiveness. How to spread to community clean vegetable models at houses, at offices, and at schools. Now we are planning to carry out a project in Tien Giang, the province in the southern of Vietnam, on a kindergarten school in Tien Giang. We'll develop clean vegetable models for schools. Also, we are taking practice classes on clean vegetable models for community and consulting technology and designing for community. For large-scale program, we focus financial effectiveness. We have a cooperative project on clean vegetables from farms and building strict evaluation processes on clean vegetables and put them into practice. In Vietnam, there is the proverb, one tree cannot do anything, but all trees can cooperate to do everything. So I think that the project can receive the cooperation from many countries, from many people, in order to get the global health, the planetary health. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Nguyen. That was very, very interesting. And thank you, everyone, for your attention. Up next to share his wisdom is Dr. Nguyen Tho Nhan, who will share with us his profound insights on global warming. Please give him a very warm round of applause as he comes up to the podium. Dr. Nguyen Tho Nhan earned his Doctor of Philosophy at the University of Paris, France, where he specialized in energy. He is the former advisor to the Asia-Pacific Regional Energy Development Program in Bangkok. He is former head of the Program of Energy and Environment of the International Organization of Francophone Countries, located in Paris. And he's an author. He wrote the book Energy and Climate Change. Doesn't that sound like a great book? Here is the good doctor to speak to us. Give him another round of applause, folks. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. I would like to talk about how vegetarian diet can help protect the environment and to fight against climate change. And we can feel the consequences of climate change, like global warming, its elevation of temperatures, the world's temperatures. And also, another direct consequence of global warming is the sea level rise that will affect the life of millions of people living in low-lying deltas, like the place we are sitting now here. And also, we can cite the extreme events like floods, droughts, heat waves, tropical cyclones, storms. Facing a so urgent and grave challenge, the United Nations founded in 1988 the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC. The IPCC had issued many very good reports, and the last one, issued in 2007, had helped IPCC earn the Nobel Peace Prize, together with former Vice President of the American, Al Gore. The finding of the IPCC, first, the warming of the climate system is unequivocal. We have learned, Dr. Snyder of Stanford University, speaking about that. And the second, the increase of the global average temperatures very likely due to the increase of anthropogenic greenhouse gases. IPCC recommended two lines of action. First is adaptation to climate change, and second, mitigation to reduce greenhouse gases emissions. To understand the greenhouse gases effect, we can see that our planet receives energy from the sun, and it will radiate it back energy. But this energy radiated by the Earth will be intercepted and absorbed by the layer of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere. It will make the atmosphere warmer, and the surface of the Earth will be warmer. It's the greenhouse effect. Scientists of IPCC had measured with precision the rise of temperatures on the Earth, and we've seen on the graph that the temperatures are rising. And they can use scenarios to predict the global warming in the future, at least in the next century, this century, 21st century. And at the end of the 21st century, in the most favorable conditions, they see that the temperatures would rise above 1.8 degrees C. And in the most unfavorable conditions, the temperatures will rise above 4 degrees C. And it must be kept under 2 degrees C in order to avoid the dangerous consequences to the Earth. Global warming can be seen on this picture. We have two pictures of the Patagonia glacier in South America. In the first picture, taken in 1928, you can see lots of ice. In the second picture, in 2004, all the ice had been melted away. And this is another consequence of global warming. It is the sea level rise that can be measured by indirect measurements, by constant tide gauges, and recently by satellite telemetry. The sea level rise would be very dangerous for all of us living in low-lying delta. And we can see that if the level of the sea rises about 1 meter above this level, there wouldn't be many places, many delta regions wouldn't be flooded. From many years until the 18th century, the carbon dioxide concentration is constant at 280 parts per million. But from the year 1750, it is considered as the beginning of the industrialization era, there is a sharp rise of the concentration and also the sharp rise of the temperatures. The two other greenhouse gases are methane and nitrous oxide. From 1970 to 2000, The greenhouse gases concentration rose 70% from 28.7 billion of tons to 49 billion of tons. According to the state report of the United Kingdom, the food production will be affected, and we have many famine and hunger in many places, especially in Africa. Meat consumption is considered as one of the causes of the greenhouse gases emission. And we have seen that meat consumption has risen very fast from 1950 to 2000. The meat production in the world had risen from 45 million of tons to 233 million of tons. It would be fivefold, while the world population increased only two times. The livestock sector, it's the rearing of animals for meat, require large area of land. For example, 70% of the Amazon forest was cleared as grazing pastures and large parts used for growing feed crops. And 1 kilogram of beef need 7 to 16 kilograms of soybean. So when we convert the vegetable to meat, we have wasted a large percentage of protein. We wasted until 90% of protein, 99% of carbohydrate, and 100% of fiber. In the meat, there was no fiber. And also, the livestock sector used a large quantity of water. And the water is now considered in deficit in many regions in the world for human consumption. 1 kilogram of maize needs 900 liters of water to be produced, and 1 kilogram of beef needs 15,500 liters of water. Animal production is a very grave problem because air pollution by the methane or by ammonium, and livestock responsible for 60% of anthropogenic ammonia emissions. In water pollution, we have nitrates, phosphorus, growth promoters like antibiotics, hormones, heavy metals, bacterial and viral pathogens that is discharged into water sources. And also, pesticide and chemical fertilizers for feed crops also discharged in water for human consumption. That is very dangerous for human consumption. And also, we can have waste from slaughterhouse or tanneries. The greatest contribution of livestock sector to the climate change is the greenhouse emission. And we have seen that 18% of the total greenhouse gases is emitted by the livestock sector. When you consider that all the use of fossil fuel in the transportation sector by air, by sea, or by road combined, it represents only 14%, and so it's lower than the emission of greenhouse gases by the livestock sector. The different parts of the livestock production emit large part of greenhouse gases, like the deforestation, manure, enteric fermentation. This is the fermentation inside the digestive tube of ruminants. When we compare to the vegetarian diet, we can see that a vegetarian diet, no meat and no milk for one person during 1 year, corresponds to gas emission of 629 kilometers of car driving, while a diet of non-vegetarian corresponds to 4,769 kilometers. It means that it will emit 7.5 times more carbon dioxide than the vegetarian diet. Dr. Rajendra Pachauri is chairman of the IPCC, who led the work of more than 3,000 scientists during 20 years to study climate change, had switched to vegetarian diet some 10 years ago. And he's proud of announcing that during that decade of eating no meat, he had contributed to taking away from the atmosphere 12 tons of carbon dioxide. In the city of Ghent in Belgium, the people there decided to initiate a program of what is called the Vegetarian Thursday. If every one of us decided to eat less meat or no meat starting for today, we can be proud of participating in the great movement of saving the planet against the dangerous climate change, in addition to the obvious benefits of our health and of our spiritual beliefs. So, think positive and act positive. In conclusion, I would like to quote a phrase by Albert Einstein, the greatest scientist of the 20th century, Einstein, who is ahead of his time. He has an extraordinary vision, and he said that nothing would benefit human health and increase chances for survival on life on Earth as much as the evolution to a vegetarian diet. Thank you very much.
Our sincere thanks to Dr. Meng Toyang for sharing his profound insight with all of us. Let's have one more round of applause to thank our lecturers for sharing their beneficial information and effective solutions in order to help curb global warming. We pray that all world citizens will grasp the message expressed by the lecturers and quickly take action to save this beautiful planet.
Yes, we can!
Tôi là Ngô Đức Vượng, năm nay 70 tuổi. Tôi đã ăn chay 27 năm nay rồi, chưa chùa lắm. Tôi là giảng viên của trường đại học, gọi là nhà nghiên cứu về dinh dưỡng học, nghiên cứu và giảng dạy về dưỡng sinh và là một lương y. Tôi cho là để ăn uống quan trọng vô cùng. Ông cha ta đã tổng kết cái rất hay, bệnh tòng khẩu nhập. Hầu hết bệnh là đi vào con đường ăn uống. Thực tế của bản thân tôi cũng như những người tôi giúp đỡ thì có thể chữa được tất cả các bệnh, từ đơn giản cảm cúm cho đến nặng hơn như là gút, như là tiểu đường, cho đến cực nặng như ung thư đều chữa khỏi. Hầu hết những khả năng đặc biệt của tôi và khả năng chữa bệnh không dùng thuốc, chữa bệnh mặt tay không, chủ yếu là nó hình thành, nó phát triển trong những giai đoạn tôi ăn chay, ăn vào nước uống. Vô Thượng Sư rất nhấn mạnh đến tính chất ăn uống ảnh hưởng đến môi trường, điều đó cực kỳ quan trọng.
Thank you for your warm-hearted presence for today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Please join us again tomorrow for part 5 of Solutions for a Beautiful Planet. Now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Golden Age Technology, coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. May heavens bless you and your loved ones with much love and abundance.
Details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW